This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, April 30th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. This month started with April 1st, April Fool's Day, and today it finishes with April 30th, National Honesty Day. A day to avoid deceitfulness, a day to voice truth to others, and especially to ourselves. A day to admit when we don't have the answers to questions, and rather act by seeking answers and the truth. We tell ourselves that we would like to make a difference, and then we find reasons we can't. Excuses, denials, all really amount to lying to ourselves. We can and do make a difference when we take positive actions based on facts. On Earth Day, we were reminded of our responsibility to help save our planet. The day has passed, but each day we can do our share to fight for our planet. And we do and can have a huge impact. Congratulations to Walmart for eliminating plastic bags. We can do our share by finding alternatives to using plastic in our day-to-day lives as well. Life is more than just surviving and waiting for others to make changes for us. It's up to us to resolve to live well, to grasp the big picture and do our share to make every day a good day and make a difference before it's too late for our planet, for those in our lives, and for ourselves. We can live honest lives, face problems, call a spade, and deal with the reality we have rather than color it pink and run away from the truth. We may feel lonely and left out, and look at it as if the cold, hard world exists and we can't do anything about it. But the truth is, we are in a place where we can do something about it. We can rekindle relationships and empower ourselves and revitalize those relationships to feel the warmth of friendship and love. Consider picking one person from your life, someone you think of but don't hear from, and make a time to reach out and connect to them. You don't have to wait for them to call. We can choose the future we want and live each day moving toward it. Our choices make a difference. So long as we approach each other honestly and strive to do our best, we can and will overcome obstacles. It's astounding the difference it makes in our lives when we give up on the if-onlys and replace denial with facing the realities of life. The world is disrupted by COVID, famine, war, hate, and many adversities, actually too many to list. We can't wish them away, but we can most certainly recognize the problems and contribute each in our own way to making a better world. We can choose to stay hopeful and brave the storms. There are no shortages of good causes to support. We each can find what resonates with us, and then work at using our talents, experience, and energy to be part of the solution. We may inch our way forward. However, we can have the satisfaction of achieving small victories that will add up to larger ones. Facing reality, speaking our truth, taking actions, and opting in to being effective in building a brighter future is all we need do. We have to face facts and do what makes sense. And as always, know that as a listener of this show, you need not walk alone. You have the From a Woman's Perspective team behind you to help you shed light on any problem, face it honestly, and move through it and solve it. Each day can be a day you live well. Our contact information is on the website marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Or as always, you're welcome to call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. You'll hear the number throughout the show. Now is what counts. You can build the life you want for yourself, the future you deserve. All you have to do is live honestly with yourself and with others. So let's get started and learn from the experts from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group joins us so we can learn more about investing for our future tax efficiently. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Marilyn. Marilyn, as you've mentioned, being National Honesty Day today, it's kind of a good thing that that's actually not happening on Monday when taxes are due. It might be a bit difficult for people to have to be entirely honest on the day they're submitting their taxes. So everybody, National Honesty Day. Well, Marilyn, speaking of taxes, death and taxes are a common denominator that's connected people's all through the ages. And, but with the tax deadline coming up fast, it's not really death on my mind today, but taxes. Government makes it pretty clear we have to pay taxes, but they don't insist you pay more than you need to, which brings me back to our tax mantra that we've said so many times on Saturday mornings. It's not what you make, it's what you keep. If John makes a 6% rate of return, but after tax of 50%, only keeps 3% in his pocket, Janet is actually better off when she earns 5%, but only pays 25% tax so that she keeps 4% in her pocket. It's not what you make, it's what you keep. So while taxes weighing heavily on our minds and digging deeply into our pockets, I have 3 tips to help you keep more of what you earn in your, on your savings. My 3 tips for today, and I can assure you there's actually more than 3, but my 3 tips for today are, number 1, make your investment income, the return you earn from your savings, more tax efficient. There are 4 main types of income. Number 1, interest income. Interest income is taxed at your highest marginal tax rate. Generally, the tax man takes the biggest bite out of this type of income. Keep your interest income in taxable savings accounts as low as practical for your personal circumstances. Number 2, dividend income. Dividends are paid to shareholders if you own common stock. For example, if you own a Canadian bank stock, you can earn a dividend, a return of your savings, of around 4%. Dividend income has a lower tax rate than interest income, so you keep more. Number 3, capital gains income. Capital gains happen when you buy investment real estate or stocks at one price and sell at a higher price. For example, if you buy a Canadian bank stock for $100 a share and sell it for $150 a share, that's a $50 capital gain. And importantly, only half of that gain is even taxable. So you keep even more of your earnings with capital gains. And number 4, finally, the much less known and not enough used return of capital. This is one of my favorites. You pay no tax on your income today and defer that tax for up to 21 years. And even then, when ultimately it's taxed at the capital gains rate, which, as we've already seen, is the lowest of the income rates. So my number 1 tip, make your investment income, your return on your savings, more tax efficient. Number 2, asset location. Carefully review which accounts you are earning these different incomes in. Consider focusing your interest income in accounts that provide tax-free growth, like RSPs and TFSAs. Now, this is a very person-specific process, and it requires a deep understanding of you and your circumstances. But at a high level, if you can earn your interest income, which is taxed at the highest rates, in an account where tax is not charged, well, that means more of the return stays in your pockets. And this leads me to finish with my tax tip number three. Work with an investment professional on your team to help create the best outcome for you. Keeping your tax bill as low as possible within the rules requires a deep understanding of, number one, the different types of income we discussed, and number two, asset location. By working with a professional advisor on your team, with an accountant, for example, you can optimize outcomes for you. Death and taxes, well, as they say, they're known risks. But by being proactive and working with a professional advisor, you can get some control over the taxes part, at least.
So it's not what you make, it's what you keep. And you know how to help us navigate that so we can do it honestly and play within the rules. If you're interested in playing within the rules and dealing with death and taxes, you can call Darren Farwell and his team, the Farwell Group, at 416-863-7501. That's 416-863-7501. Darren, thanks for a very informative segment. Thank you, Darren, for a very informative segment. Death and taxes definitely are something we all have to deal with, and it's good to deal with it smartly.
Well, you're welcome, Marilyn. And for any listeners who are interested, we do have an article called "Are Your Assets in the Right Place?" If anyone would like to take a look at that, feel free to give us a call at the number 416-863-7501 or visit our website, thefarwellgroup.ca.
The information is free for the asking. 416-863-7501. Thanks again, Darren.
All the best.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic will discuss migraines, and then we'll chat with Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto, matchmaker Linda Miller, and Dr. Vivian Brown, author of The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. So lots more to come, all from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team right here on Zoomer Radio.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Maryland has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Maryland's online store. Now you can shop from home at marylands.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marylands.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Maryland. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Maryland's.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us, and she's promised to tell us how we can treat migraines naturally. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So yeah, last week we spoke about some migraines, some triggers, those kinds of things. And this week I wanted to talk about how to maybe treat some of those migraine issues. So one of the first things I talk to patients about is the importance of personal care products. Many personal care products that we buy and are exposed to have a lot of chemicals and scents. We find them in our cleaners. So I really advise patients to opt for more natural choices. And I have seen patients with migraines, and this applies to other kinds of health issues as well, including things like asthma and even eczema, to really choose those natural scent-free products, because they do have an effect, and they can have an effect certainly on migraines and many health issues. Now, this time of year, we're getting up and down weather changes happening from one day to the next. So a lot of my patients have noticed that certainly on, for example, humid or rainy days or snowy days, these barometric pressure changes can actually be a trigger. So one of the things we can do is actually really chart. We can keep a migraine diary. And if we know that, for example, we know that we're triggered by certain things, especially weather, we can also try extra hard to avoid some of those other triggers like gluten or dairy or sugar or chocolate or alcohol on the days that we're experiencing or that we expect to see weather changes. Hormonal changes, like I mentioned last week, are key migraine triggers. So key life events, things like menstruation and pregnancy and menopause are all triggers. So often what I do with patients, I'll often test for hormones. Certainly hormone imbalances can be a key trigger. So what we call estrogen dominance or progesterone imbalances can all be key. So I often will do hormone testing with my patients. Stress, of course, can play a big role, and I often will recommend patients to basically do yoga and relaxation, going for a walk, really reducing anxiety, exercise to help reduce body tension, all improving circulation and really promoting relaxation. That can really help with migraine function. And the other key trigger I mentioned was specific foods, and migraine food triggers really are very individual. I'll often do food sensitivity testing to see what those triggers are, and we can look at the food sensitivity to see what's causing inflammation. And once we avoid those foods, even temporarily, and work on a gut healing program, often those migraines can be resolved. Herbal medicine, often I'll use herbal medicine and homeopathic medicines, for example, for migraines. And some key things could be things like feverfew or ginger. And ginger can actually be an after-dinner tea to help relax and digest and help with relaxation as well. So if people have questions about migraines or they wanted to get some more information, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So if you want to deal with migraine or any health issue naturally, take Dr. Betty up on her complimentary consultation. All you have to do is call 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and look forward to learning more from you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
I'm Catherine Wilking of Feng Shui Designs. A messy space can cultivate stress, yet furniture and pictures placed just so can provide easy function and flow. My gift to you today, 10 ways to raise the chi energy in any space. It's available on my website, catherinewilking.com. Feng Shui, it's practical and it works.
The truth sometimes is difficult to face, but when there's a solution to a problem, an honest approach is both welcome and a relief. Many of us address our health with an annual physical, but we avoid a hearing test. The results may indicate we have a problem hearing, but thanks to hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, we can find ways to hear our best. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So as you and your listeners know, for the past month, we've been running a contest to win a free set of advanced hearing aids. To qualify for the contest, we asked people to nominate themselves or anyone else in their lives who they felt deserved to win the free hearing aids. We wanted them to write us a story explaining why they felt the nominee was deserving. And we had a wonderful outpouring of emails. And after a draw in our clinic yesterday, we have a winner.
A winner? Wow. Who is it?
Congratulations to our winner, Sue Ashton, whose son Joe wrote to us on her behalf. Joe's letter of application told us a story of Sue's hardship as a single mother who has supported Joe with his autism and low vision issue, and she's been looking after her mom as well. Sue is a music and voice teacher who lost work during the COVID lockdowns. She has hearing aids which are over 8 years old and are not working well now. and she can't afford to buy brand new ones. Joe feels that if Sue won these hearing aids, she would have a renewed confidence to get back into the workforce without the concerns that she cannot functionally hear the music tones as well as people's voices. Joe states in his letter, "My mom deserves a break. She's looked after me, looked after her own mother, and is an amazing mentor to her students, given the opportunity to hear them. The gift of hearing, especially to a teacher and a musician, is so precious." Joe, our clinic will be in touch by email shortly to make the arrangements for your mom to come and claim her new hearing aids. We're all so excited to meet this family and help Sue hear her best again.
Congratulations to Sue Ashton. How wonderful that her son Joe appreciates what she's doing and is able to reach out to you, Edmund. Thank you for holding the contest, and it's good to know that someone in our neighborhood will be hearing better because of new hearing aids.
Thank you for the opportunity to be able to present this contest.
So, Edmund, if someone wants to talk about a hearing test and looking after their ears and hearing aids they may have in their pocket or drawer instead of being useful to them, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach us is by phone at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. You can be a winner in your own life when you hear your best. Have the hearing test. Don't run away from the problem. Address it if there is one, and you'll be able to hear as good as your neighbors. Thank you, Edmund, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
For some of us, the truth is we long to share life with another and don't know how to meet the right person. Thankfully, we have Cupid on from a Woman's Perspectives team, matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. So it's interesting because I get a question very, very often as a matchmaker, and it's how do people hear about us? And this last week reminded me of how people hear about us because I was speaking with Kim and John, and they met probably about, 3 years ago through the service, and they've since married. And I saw them at a trade show, so it's kind of trade show season. This weekend we're doing the Outdoor Adventure and Travel Show at the International Centre in Toronto, and so we'll be seeing other past clients as well. But I happened to see them at the women's show, and so I was quite excited to see them, and we had a good catch-up and found out everything that was going on in their lives. And it's interesting because I went back and I looked up to see how they heard about us, and it turned out that Kim had heard about us through Lisa, who'd used us and met her husband through us, and John had heard about us through his brother. And Lisa then had heard about us through a friend who'd met her husband through us. So I always say to people, one of the biggest ways people find out about Misty River is they have a friend of a friend, or it's all word of mouth. And certainly I do a bit of advertising as well, but it's always interesting to see how people come to find out about us and end up using our service. So it's kind of it's a nice thing this time of year. I always like to catch up with old clients and find out where they're at and what's going on and who's gotten married and that kind of thing.
Well, I think that on National Honesty Day, it's nice to hear true stories. So Kim and John are happy after 3 years. And matchmaker yes. Linda Miller and Misty River Introductions thrives because of referrals. A friend of a friend told me so. So
right.
I know that you counsel people on dating. You explain what you do quite clearly. If someone wants to talk to you and just have a heart-to-heart and get the honest truth about matchmaking in 2022, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is give our office a call at 416-777-6302. We open at 10 o'clock this morning, so you can give us a call there. Or you can use the chat feature on our website at mistyriverintros.com. If you're not quite ready to pick up the phone but you have questions, that's an actual person at the other end of the chat. So you can certainly find out some information there. And we're happy to book you a free consultation. It takes about an hour. I go through things in detail with you just to make sure that we've got enough people that meet your criteria so we can match you every week with someone who comes close to the criteria that you're looking for.
Well, it sounds easy, but I know it takes a conversation, and finding the right person is work for you, Cupid. So the phone number again, 416-777-6302. If your heart says that you're ready to meet someone new, Cupid does exist. And Linda Miller and her team at Misty River Introductions can help you find good people and the right person. Again, 416-777-6302. Thanks, Linda. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thanks, Marilyn. Take care.
Now, we'll get our healthy aging tip from Dr. Vivian Brown, and then Realtor Melanie Martin will join us with her deal of the week for property north of Toronto, followed by an informative chat with our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking, and a visit from CARP's chief operating officer, Bill Van Gorder. So lots to learn, all from a woman's perspective, with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. Really nice to be here.
Pleasure to have you. What are we talking about today?
Well, you know, we're seeing that COVID cases have gone up and lots of people are getting COVID. And some people say, well, why bother with the vaccine? I'm going to get it anyway. And what's the big deal? And so I want to answer that question. The big deal is that if you are vaccinated with now at least 3 shots, you decrease the severity of the disease if you do contact COVID. And it is very transmissible and it is in the community and we're seeing lots of cases. But you know, Marilyn, we're not seeing lots of hospitalizations. We're not seeing lots of ICU admissions. We're not seeing lots of ventilators. So the value of the vaccine is that it decreases the severity of the disease even if you get it. It makes it a shorter time to be ill. What that really means is the viral load that you're carrying, the amount of virus your body is carrying, is lower because you've been vaccinated, and you're less likely to transmit it to your family and friends. So the vaccine is very valuable, and you need at least 3 shots to lock in that value so that if you do get COVID, it's very minor.
Well, that's solid information. Again, useful advice, clear language. Get the vaccine. I've had my 4th shot, Dr. Brown, and that's following your advice. So thank you for good advice. And your book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, it's in every good bookstore. And if it isn't in your local bookstore, you can actually ask for it. It's on Amazon, and I have a few signed copies if you want a special one for a gift. All you have to do is call me at 416-504-6777. You're never wrong to take charge of your health and follow Dr. Vivian Brown's advice. And her book does say it all, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Ask for it at your local bookstore and enjoy it. Thank you, Dr. Brown. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
It's true, real estate prices keep climbing. It's a fact there are deals to be had for property north of Toronto. And it's also a fact that our From a Woman's Perspective realtor, Melanie Martin, is the one who can help anyone wanting to find a deal on a home, cottage, or land north of Toronto find exactly what they want. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. And yes, I'm always looking for a good deal, a good property, and something that's going to be of value to our clients. And I was also going to mention a little bit about interest rates starting to percolate up a little bit. Now, that's going to have a little bit of an impact with buyers and sellers. So I'm definitely going to recommend that if you need some advice, I work with a team. We have mortgage brokers. I had a lovely lady, Christina Demings, from Mortgage Architects, and she has told me just recently that the Bank of Canada rate has percolated up now to the 1% range. And she says lenders are also starting to move their rates. So there will be buyers out there right now that actually have a commitment in their hand already at a certain interest rate. So I would say to the sellers, I think we're going to see a little bit more activity as people try and buy something before the time limit is up on the commitment they have with their mortgage lender. So do give me a call for any kind of advice that you might need in that regard or from my team. Now, the deal that I found actually is going to be another property that I have coming soon, which means I will be listing this property in the next week or so. And it's a lovely 1,400 square foot bungalow. There is no basement. It's just one main floor area with two bedrooms, plus an actual sitting room that you could maybe have a little bit of a sewing room or a reading room, etc. It's, as I say, over 1,400 square feet. But the nice thing is it's a country property on a lot that is 60 by 360. So that is a huge lot. It has nice little bit of forest at the back. We have a detached workshop garage on the property. It's fed with well water, of course, and you have a septic system, but I can tell you all about that if you give me a call. And the best part about this is the taxes are only about $2,250 per year, Marilyn.
And how much is this wonderful property?
Well, we usually say there's a range when it's a coming soon property, but I'm going to say it's probably going to be in that $750 to $799 range.
So a home, 1,400 square feet, a huge property, 60 by 360, affordable taxes, $2,250. Sounds like a wonderful deal. If someone's interested in this or just in describing what would make their heart sing if they were going to move north of Toronto, how do we reach you?
Yes, call me anytime at 1-800-357-4193.
1-800-357-4193. You can make your dreams a reality and live in the country, actually escape to the country if you wish, just with the help of Melanie Martin. Again, the number 1-800-357-4193. Thanks for that deal, Melanie. I look forward to hearing what you come up with next week.
Yes, I'll be on the hunt. Have a lovely week, Marilyn.
It's true there are many ways to reach a goal. One ancient strategy has been used to create a beautiful, harmonious home, and it's feng shui. And I'm happy to say that I'm on day 3 of Catherine Wilking's shift program. 27 days, just $27, 10 minutes a day to achieve a neat, orderly home and lessen the stress in my life. It's probably not too late to sign on because you've only missed a couple of days and Catherine will likely oblige and catch you up. But she's here today to explain more about feng shui and this amazing adventure that I'm on. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, Marilyn, and all you good listeners. So glad that you're joining the program, Marilyn. I think about Honesty Day. I had a discussion with a gal down the road this week, and she's a bit frustrated with life. A big complainer of getting nothing done because the nice weather's a bit late. Well, I know, poor weather can change our plans a bit, but there's no need to fret. It'll all work itself out. Have you heard the saying, there's no bad weather, only bad clothing choices? That's a good one. But first of all, frustration is usually about something not happening fast enough. Think about it. If someone doesn't call you back fast enough in your time frame, you could worry or disrespect that person or the business. And if the car in front of you is going too slow, well, you've all experienced that type of anxiety too,
But remember, you're in charge, and most of the time we have choices for most of the things in life. Not every day can be an amazingly productive day. You'd be all worn out. There's all these little things and the chores that need to be done in the background to make our lives run smoother. Acknowledging those quieter days allows us to do these little things. And this isn't just feng shui logic, but feng shui can help. Learning to make better choices for better function and flow in the home will help with new habits that can lift your space up. That lady down the street is frustrated because she wants to get her garden growing and the weather isn't cooperating, but perhaps she just needs to make another list of things to do that don't rely on the weather. Easy peasy. People that complain that they wasted a day or got nothing done can reframe this setback, and that makes a huge difference how you function with less stress in so many other areas in your life. Do you need some help with this, reducing stress in your home? I'm available for on-site visits, lively talks, and consultants through Zoom. We have practical solutions for stress-free living. You can check out my website, katherinewilking.com, or let's have a virtual coffee chat. I can walk you through this and see if feng shui can work magic in your environment. Here's my local number, 905-599-2693, and you too can have a feng shui day.
Well, your feng shui wisdom definitely is going to walk me through 27 days of creating harmony in my home. And I know that you offer not only that course, but the personal programs and self-study programs. It all starts with a conversation. If you want to learn more about feng shui and how it can help you in any aspect of your life, give Katherine a call at 905-599-2693. That's 905-599-2693. Thank you, Katherine, and I'm looking forward to going day by day with you.
Talk to you soon. Bye now.
Fact, there are just 33 days until our Ontario provincial election. Fact, you can be an agent of change. Fact, there is power in numbers, and CARP members can affect positive change for those who live and age in Ontario. To explain more about CARP, I welcome CARP's Chief Operating Officer and Chief Policy Officer, Bill Van Gorder. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Marilyn. Wow, Marilyn, only 33 days until the election. Who knew the Ontario election was coming up that quickly? And how can we make a real difference in that election? Well, we can if we get behind the CARP 5, the five key policies that address our most urgent needs. We're demanding that all parties, all candidates, publicly support these five demands and pledge to implement them. Here are the five in no particular order because they're all important. The first is long-term care. And everybody knows that long-term care is broken. The system's broken. But it doesn't just need more money. It needs totally new thinking that'll transform it into patient-centered culture instead of an institutional one. That's why CARP says transform long-term care. The second of the five is home care, the real solution to long-term care problems. It's better home care. It saves healthcare system money and delivers what people want, to stay in their own home as they age. That's why CARP says fund better home care. Next is fitness. Now, this is a win-win. Some people don't think about fitness as being something that's important. But if we make it easier for seniors to stay physically active, there'll be better health outcomes, lower health costs for the province. So CARP is saying fund fitness for seniors. The next is wait times. We're waiting way too long in emergency rooms. We're waiting too long to see a specialist. We're waiting too long to access diagnosis. We spend near the top of all OECD countries on healthcare, yet our results are near the bottom. That's why CARP says drastically cut wait times. And finally, vaccines. You might think that everything's fine with vaccines, but there's still huge gaps and inconsistencies. We need wider availability at lower cost, particularly for high-dose flu and shingles vaccines. We also need streamlined access to vaccines so we can get them easier. So that's why CARP says make vaccines more accessible. Now, you can get all the details on the CARP 5 at carp.ca. You can find out more and tell your friends and neighbors and ask every candidate when they come knocking at your door if they won't come out and support the CARP 5. If they won't, change your vote. Above all, join CARP, renew your membership. We have the power. Swing this election. Let's do it.
It's good to have power and use it wisely. And I strongly believe in CARP. I carry my CARP proudly and I use it even for the benefits. But being an advocate and making a difference in this election, there's only a few days, 33, that we can do this. So if you aren't a member yet, log on to carp.ca. And if you put / my name, Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, you'll save money. It'll cost you just $14.95 to join CARP, and for an extra $10, you'll be able to get Zoomer Magazine. There is power in showing that card. You will have power, and you can be an agent of change. Together, we are stronger. At the moment, I believe we're over 300,000 members. If you aren't a member yet, please join. If you haven't renewed, please do so. And if you are a member, then tell your friends and family, because together, as I mentioned, we are stronger. We can make things better. It takes a team. Bill, I always am inspired when you speak, and I really am inspired by the efforts and the CARP 5, and I look forward to making a difference in this election with CARP's help. Thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome, Marilyn. Thanks for inviting me.
After a couple of short messages, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. And then we'll get our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach, and speak with Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Now I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. And since it's National Honesty Day, it may be the perfect day to take a long, hard look in the mirror and be honest with yourself, and step into your closet and assess realistically. Gwen is 5'2", a size 14, a used-to-be size 4, and a wannabe size 4 again. It's been 15 years since she worked and wore her designer size 4 wardrobe. She's now retired. The suits with the Armani labels hang neatly in her closet and take up space, and they haven't left the closet since she changed her life. As Marilyn Weston, her wardrobe doctor, I recently suggested she remove the suits from her closet. Either give them to someone who could enjoy them, offer them to a resale shop and turn them into cash she could use, or if she couldn't bear to part with them, move them into an area in her home she could keep as her wardrobe archive. The clothes in our closet need to fit all aspects of us. Our current body size, our mindset, our lifestyle. And when they no longer do this and no longer give us pleasure, it's up to us to evaluate, to look at our options and take positive action. If you're like Gwen and have a closet filled with if only they fit me, if only I had somewhere to wear these, time to be honest with yourself and take action. If an ideal size is your goal, size 4 for Gwen, take action to make it so. And then review your clothes in your closet. If size 4 is a pipe dream, face the truth and determine your ideal healthy weight and size and work toward that goal and eliminate what you'll never wear again. Wishing and hoping doesn't make change happen. action does. My closet organizing instruction sheets are on my website, marylins.ca. Use the instructions and then feel free to consult with me, Marilyn Weston, and I'll gladly be your wardrobe doctor. I'll help any woman who sets a date and time with me at my store, Marilyn's, pull her best look together. I'll gladly give her my honest opinion of what she has and show her how to build a comfortable, flattering wardrobe that she can enjoy. And if it means starting all over again, know that 8 pieces of clothing can give you 24 changes. I have clothes in my store to make any woman happy, size 2 to 22, styles and colors galore. One call is all it takes to get started, 416-504-6777. Then you'll have me as your personal stylist and wardrobe doctor, and together we'll make your best look happen. That's 416-504-6777 to book your personal stylist appointment. No charge, because you're my listener, so it's easy. And in honor of National Honesty Day, what better time to stop kidding yourself and work towards building your best look and your current wardrobe? In a moment, I'll be back as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll get a tip from Christine, the health coach, and speak with Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. So stay with me and get it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marylins.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marylins.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Exercise and bones. Your skeleton is like the frame and the foundation of a house. It is the essential on which everything else is built. It gives form, supports weight, and provides a certain degree of protection, shielding the heart, lungs, and brain. For example, when a home is well built, we even say it has good bones. But no matter how solid that structure, it still requires maintenance. The same is true of the bones in your body. The optimal time to build a strong skeleton frame work is when you are young. You reach your peak bone by age 30 and your bone begins thinning after that. However, it's never too late to adopt bone-preserving habits. By taking steps now, you can help maintain the bone mass you have and even build a little more, reducing your risk of fractures later in life. There are 3 essential ways to strengthen your bones. Good nutrition, exercise, and if needed, bone-building medications. So for a complimentary consultation, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com, for more information.
To maintain your skeleton, grow your bones, stay healthy, all you have to do is start with Christine, the health coach. Just give her a call. Have a conversation, gain an understanding of why this is good for you, and then make a decision. 416-809-4084. Christine, the health coach. Thank you, Christine. Look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving Seniors with a Smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylins.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile joins us to share how we are not alone and how life happens. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. Last week, I spoke about how every person and situation is different. And this week, I wanted to share with our listeners that you're not alone. Life happens, and it doesn't always happen the way we think it should. prior to 2020, who expected us to have to face a worldwide pandemic that we're still in, although I'm grateful to be in a part of the world where vaccinations and other public health measures have given us some strong protections going forward. But for many listening today, the pandemic simply added another layer of complexity to issues that we have or would have been facing, if not now, soon. Aging, health complications, and losses can pull the rug out from under the best of us. And when we're feeling vulnerable because of what's happening throughout the rest of the world, it can feel very isolating. We're living in a time with constant streams of information available to us, but what to pay attention to, what and who to trust. Who is being honest? And as you mentioned in your opening remarks, Marilyn, are we always honest with ourselves? We each cope with stress differently, and I try to remain a positive realist, personally and professionally, in the way that we deliver our senior move management services for older adults and their families in the GTA. While there are lots of people out there who are, I believe, basically well-intentioned, it helps to know some trustworthy navigators who get it, who have the experience, the relationships, and the wherewithal to guide you through the decisions and changes that you plan to make. At Moving Seniors with a Smile, I'm your Senior Move Manager, your trusty navigator of all things related to downsizing and moving. I'm essentially your general contractor. While I pitch in as needed throughout the process, I bring together the right people required to make your space planning, downsizing, packing, moving, and unpacking successful. I'm there on site to manage the process so that you can breathe easy and know that even if life has given you whammies, your move doesn't have to. In life, we can't completely avoid each whammy, but we can approach them with confidence, knowing we don't have to go through it alone. I've heard from clients that sometimes their kids, if they have them and they're in town, don't always get what they're feeling. They don't realize that moving and, yes, downsizing can seem like a mountain that's just too hard to climb on top of everything else. When people are making the decision to let something go, we're not just talking about their stuff, but about the fabric of their lives, the people and the memories that items hold. Sure, some memories are good, some are less so. But good or bad, they represent who we are and who we were. And yes, that can feel pretty overwhelming as we age. It can help when you know that your items are going to be used and enjoyed by others instead of being tossed in a dumpster and eventually a landfill. Now, as a realist, even an optimistic one, I know that not everything can or should be saved, and we make recommendations to keep things strategic for you and cost-effective as you move along with the process. I got a call yesterday from a former client who we've downsized and moved two times before, and he wanted to book everything for this next, and what he laughingly shared that he hopes will be his last move. We have you, Rick. I have your dates booked for July, and you can rest easy, knowing that our dream team have you covered. Again.
Well, a dream team to have your back sounds like the best way to eliminate the stress from moving, which is, I think, is called one of the top three stressful things you can do in your life. If someone wants to talk to you and plan in advance about moving and downsizing and all the things you do, Lori, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. A complimentary consultation, actually a conversation, so that you can glean the information you need and then feel confident that you have the right navigator for any move you plan. Lori, thanks for sharing those optimistic thoughts and realities. And actually, Rick's story. Good luck in July, Rick. All the best to you. And I look forward to another happy story next week, Lori.
Absolutely. And you have a great week in the meantime.
Thank you. You too. Time once again to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. Life sometimes gives us harsh realities. We either face them, deal with them the best we can, and move on, or we deny they exist, lie to ourselves, and never get anywhere we want to be. We can't redo our past, but we can learn from our mistakes, be honest with ourselves and others. We may not know all the answers, but we can seek knowledge and be honest and face the truth and take action. Sometimes we wish so hard for something we actually believe it is so, but the truth will always out. So rather than let obstacles stop us, rather than deny what really is, we can seek the knowledge we need to empower ourselves to do, to try our best to make changes and live our best each day, and stop lying to ourselves. Every day can be an honest day, and we each can do our best to confront the hard stuff and deal with it. Regardless of what we need to address, there are experts who can guide us and help us move forward. You, as listeners to this show, have the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts and myself. Our contact information is on marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Or you're always welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. As Gloria Steinem once said, the truth, once you find it, will set you free, but first it'll piss you off. So don't fear the truth. Recognize it, change what you can, and take action. Thanks again for spending this hour with me and your team. Stay well, be safe, and please plan to join us again next Saturday at 8 a.m. when we'll speak again from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now. Take care. And do be honest with yourself.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.